It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
248-539-9797, text or call, same number, talking about the Lions game tomorrow. You know, it feels like we do this each week with hey, what starters do you want to see? But, I mean, honestly, tomorrow, Kansas City's playing starters. They're playing them for a half of football. Does Dan Campbell match that at all? Are there players that you would say absolutely not? You know, do not even dress. Like, I don't even want Jared Goff to dress. I mean, wear clothes.
But I was just going to say, geez.
Wear clothes, but no pads. No pads. Yeah. No helmet, no pads.
Gator wants Goff nude.
That's not what he said.
It sounded like it.
It's not what he said.
And he joins you guys like every Tuesday, doesn't he?
What is that? What does that mean?
It's bizarre. Strained relationship.
Anyway, we don't want him to suit up and play in the game on Saturday. I don't want him. Do you want to see Goff on tomorrow? Do you think you should see Goff? Not that you want to.
No. I don't think we will. I'm not certain we should. But again, a little taste. A little taste. Our ones versus theirs ones, defensively, offensively, I'd be all for it.
Do you have an addictive personality?
Do I?
I'm just asking.
I mean, certain things. I'm addicted to Diet Pop, I feel.
Because you're saying just a little taste.
Just a little bit. Just a little hit.
Just a little.
Just for the gums.
That'll be good enough for next week. And then do you want to see starters next week too?
No, definitely not the third preseason game.
Not the third preseason game?
Definitely not. Unless the other team is playing.
Well, but you want a little taste.
Oh, that is a home game too.
It is.
Aren't Pittsburgh? You guys doing some kind of like alternate broadcast?
That's right.
Watch along.
That's right.
Don't you want to see starters for that?
Kind of like a Manning cast type thing. Sure, but I don't expect it. I mean, as a fan, I want to treat this like it's a regular season game. But you know what? It is not.
And I agree with you. I'm just saying, Andy Reid is pretty confident. One half is ridiculous.
Well, I wonder. I don't think. They didn't do joint practices their first preseason game, right?
No.
So,
no, they haven't had joint practices.
So that might be a reason why he's using his guys
for
half. I
think that's probably why, yeah.
Like, if they had a joint practice, then they're not going to do that. And the Lions did, so I don't think the Lions need to. Let's go to the phones. Greg is in Detroit. You're next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Greg.
You guys are awesome. You made me an educated fan and not an emotional fanatic.
Greg, give me a favor. Turn your radio off in the background, okay?
Yep, I sure did. Sorry. With a mistake. You guys may be educated fan and not emotional fanatic. Unequivocally, undeniably know what I want to play my starters. I don't care. But here's the thing. As athletes and as competitors, the second team wants to play against the best. One, it gives the Lions a measuring stick to see where they are or see where they're not. And then, secondly, I want to be healthy and ready to play Matthew Stafford. That's going to be a challenge when they start starting Cooper Kupp. I don't want to jeopardize a loss in my first game of the season. I mean, that's going to be a bummer. I had Christmas Eve, I snuck under the tree, opened up this toy that I always wanted to play with, and I broke it. And I had to put it back under the tree, all taped up, and pull it back out Christmas morning. It was horrible. It was terrible.
And Greg, what was the toy?
Feeling in the world.
And what was the lesson
it
learned?
It was racing car set.
Okay.
And you just wait. You just wait and you enjoy the fullness of it, you know, because going against Matthew Stafford at home, no. Matthew's going to be enough. And if you're any man as a player, your athleticism and your flowing juices, you want to play the best. So I think these guys are going to be more than enough. You're playing against the champions. That should stir up something in you. So I expect great things.
All right. Thanks, Greg. I appreciate it. I know you don't celebrate Christmas, so well,
I do
actually,
now.
You do now.
I do
so,
now.
So
yes.
maybe yes. You have some insight to this. Has your daughter ever
opened up a gift before Christmas?
Yeah, without you knowing.
No, although if I didn't know, she might have.
Kang, did you ever do that as a kid? Find where the presents were.
I would tear a little bit of a piece, of course, you know, in the back or somewhere underneath. Right. Yeah, tear just to see if it was a video game or something. Of course, man.
Wow.
Then I put it.
What would Santa think?
And how did you feel the next day when it was Christmas? Were you a little let down? Like, I already know what this is.
It just depended on the gift. You know, if it was something I wanted, I was super excited. I can't wait to get into that gift. If it's something I didn't want, then I have to play it off like I don't know. But
I did it 1 year, and I regretted it because I felt I
took
felt
away
like,
from the surprise.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah,
it did. And
poor guy.
And my parents were out for dinner, and my buddy was over, and we knew where the presents were hidden. We're like in my parents' closet or something like that. And they're all wrapped up, and one was clearly, obviously, a Nerf ball.
But they didn't put it in a box or anything.
No, they wrapped it like paper, yeah. Tissue paper, and then taped it. And I'm like, I got to know what color it is. I want to know what color the Nerf is. Because I know it's a Nerf ball, but it is, and then I'm like, is it a Nerf or is it a poof? Please don't be a poof ball. But it was a Nerf ball, and kind of did the same thing. Like it burrowed in the corner where the tape was, and we were able to get a glimpse of what the color was. And I was like, all right, cool, that's great. It was a green and white Nerf football. Like, this is awesome. And then the next day, I'm like, okay, here's my green and white Nerf ball. Damn it, I already knew. I felt bad. So I guess this is why I'm willing to wait till week one. See how it looks.
You do realize, and color Greg does realize, that you could also get hurt during practice when they put on pads too, right?
Of course.
It's not just the preseason game. Although we get this text from Fred in Omaha. Says, come on.
What kind of voice is Fred going to be?
It's a good text, I feel. Come on. Really? Andy is baiting the Lions after last year's loss. Don't put a single starter on the field. What does Andy Reid want to hurt the Lions starters?
I don't think there are any ulterior motives from Andy Reid. I think Andy Reid wants to see what his team looks like. They don't have the joint practices. Let's give these guys a little bit of live ammo and then take them out, and we won't see them again until the first week of the season.
I think Andy Reid is pretty happy with the way the season ended last year. I think he's good. He won a freaking Super Bowl. I think it's all good.
He can afford his nuggies.
You want a couple more ticket texts there?
Yes.
There you go. Good morning, Gator and Reger. Do not play the starters. Derek from Wyandotte.
Was that all caps? Or is that just your normal
voice? No, it's all the caps. Okay. No, yeah, listen.
You're loud, extra loud.
Yeah. Do not play the start. Like Tom Milliken loud?
That's loud.
Man, I heard Tom this morning. My goodness, can you hear him through the glass?
It's loud.
He's a cackler.
There's some cackling.
Definitely cackles. Rieger, totally agree. Would have loved to see Rakestraw and Arnold tomorrow. Will basically be like a regular season game for young guys on defense. That's kind of all I'm saying. You want a taste? I want a taste? They would get their taste against the best in the world. I mean, I would assume that could be valuable experience going into a season. Here's another one. I love to see Levi against real NFL players to see how he looks tomorrow. Then maybe a Jack Campbell captaining the backup defense against Mahomes wouldn't be bad reps either.
And these are two guys in Campbell and Unzarica that have gotten a lot of praise from the coaching staff since training camp began. And I could see, like, the fact that Andy Reid is definitely talking about the offense, his offense is going to be out there. I want to see Unzarica out there. I do want to see that.
Yeah,
because
for sure.
And I guess it's a little different because we haven't seen good Unzarica ever in a Lions uniform. Maybe a play or two flashed here and there, but we haven't seen it consistently. And like, he's supposed to be a bear right now.
Second overall or second round pick.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and he's a guy that's not going to start regardless actually right now, but maybe he does start.
True.
Like, he could be that Christmas gift that you open up early and you're like, whoa, maybe this guy will start.
But he might start from week one if DJ Reader's not ready to go.
That's fair.
So that's kind of another reason that, A, I want to see him, but also, two, a reason I don't want to see him. Because if you know that Reader is still weeks away from returning, do I want to risk the guy who's going to replace him in that starting lineup? But for a series or two, I'm okay with it for him, but there are other guys that not necessarily I don't need to see. But there are also guys that you definitely want to see that aren't starters, like looking forward to see some kind of progress.
Yes.
Last week, the offensive line left a lot to be desired, okay? And these guys, some of these guys have had a lot of playing time as a starter because of all the injuries they went through last year, and yet as a second unit all coming together, it didn't look great. They weren't opening up huge holes in the running game. The pass protection was, you know, hit or miss. I mean, it didn't help that Sudfeld looked so bad. How much of that is on the offensive line? How much of that was on Sudfeld? And for that matter, you know, Hendon Hooker at quarterback is a guy who's going to get, looks like he's going to play in this game because he's returned to practice from concussion protocol. Want to see a lot of Hendon Hooker. I feel like split this game down the middle, play one guy one half, one guy the other half. In fact, maybe even alternate quarters depending on, you know, what kind of opposition they're facing. Like if Kansas City is dedicated to playing their starters for a half, I'd kind of like to see one quarter each with both of those quarterbacks so they can go against number one defense. I'm not sure if that's how it's going to work out with Andy Reid. I don't know if he's going to stick to that.
I might be a bad guy, but I don't care about Nate Sudfeld. If they were to cut him today,
you've made up your mind.
I don't need to see him anymore. I was very intrigued by Hendon Hooker. Very intrigued. And listen, they're not going to play Jared Goff. I would give Hendon Hooker the entire game.
Wow.
Like, honestly, or at least three of the four quarters and then bring in Jake Fromm for the fourth quarter. Go ahead. I don't need to see any more of Sudfeld. He does not fit on this team in any way, shape, or form. If we're forced to count on Nate Sudfeld, you're screwed. I mean, you're doubly screwed just because Jared Goff is injured to begin with. So I can't. I don't need to see him. See ya. Bye.
Take care, Nate. I want to make sure of that. That's why I'm playing Sudfeld. I want to make sure that that would be the right decision to make and that you can elevate Hooker to be the number two guy. So when the regular season starts and you're preparing for regular season games, that Goff gets 90% of the snaps and Hooker gets the other 10%. And then your third string quarterback is basically, he's running the demo offense.
Sudfeld dead to me. I mean, listen, I don't want to, we shouldn't talk about them like this. These are people, okay? I'm not talking about just cutting a guy, you know, give him his paycheck. I'm done with Sudfeld, though. That was embarrassing what we saw last Thursday. It was absolutely embarrassing.
Okay, Rieger. I don't think anyone's going to say Sudfeld was good, but you don't leave any room at all to be like, hey, that was just a bad game. He could be better than that.
We knew what Sudfeld was before the season. It's not like anybody in their right mind said, you know, I really think Nate Sudfeld could play a role.
Well, let me.
I think people forgot Sudfeld was on this team.
But you know who said that?
Who's that?
Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Those guys have.
They think differently now. They must.
I mean, that's the thing. If we ultimately trust those guys to make the decisions, understand those guys have made the decision that Nate Sudfeld is still on his team as quarterback.
I am the king of following guys once they leave Detroit and updating the masses what those guys are doing, whether it be like an ESOC Paredes or, why am I drawing a blank up? Just won a gold point guard for the Spurs. For the Pacers.
Tyrese Halliburton.
Thank you. My goodness. The name left me. Anyway, the bottom line is...
could have had instead of...
Yes. I mean, I even watched Jamer Candelario, right? Like what he's doing once he left Detroit. I watch all the... Nick Castellanos, all these guys.
Wyatt Langford.
I am willing... Wyatt Langford, a guy you could have drafted. I am willing I will never watch Nate Sudfeld again. I will take it a step further. Will Nate Sudfeld even be on a practice squad once he gets cut?
I don't know if you need to take it any further.
Just get rid of the guy.
I think you've made your feelings known.
Nothing personal, of course.
Look, I'm not a huge Nate guy. I'm not a Nate guy either. I'm not going to say huge. I'm not a Nate guy either. But I can understand that one week to the next, you can make a lot of progressions here.
This is the problem with preseason. We're forced to talk about Nate Sudfeld.
Well, I don't think he's the long-term solution. I think the guy is wearing number two. He's on your roster, and he's healthy enough to play, and hopefully you see enough there, and we'll move on from that. But there are other players, other position battles that need to be had, and I've got one name in mind that I really want to see play because I think that this guy can go ahead and take the mantle of that spot on the roster that Dan Campbell is clamoring for someone to do something here. This is 97.1, The Ticket.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.